welcome to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone, and welcome to what is already episode number 81 of my Living by Experience podcast. Thank you for being here with me today. In a few days, I'll actually be celebrating my birthday, and as always, I'll be doing that at an undisclosed location on our beautiful planet. Now, I typically do my best work when I'm off the grid, free of distractions and, in particular, cell phone notifications. Being in a new environment is what gets those creative juices going. Being out of the routine and doing something different is always inspiring to me. And something big will be happening on this day on Monday, because I'll be doing something I've never done before. I want to give back, and I want to do two things that I haven't shared with and that I won't share with you today. But I want you to be the first to know this Monday morning, and I promise you, you won't regret it. If you're curious to find out more, point your browser to go.wilco.ca/birthday and just give me your email address there, and I'll be happy to send you a notification on Monday. So again, that's go.wilco.ca/birthday, and I'll be happy to send you a notification on Monday and let you know what we're up to. Again, I'll promise you, you won't regret it. If you don't have your browser handy and you want to just send me a quick text message, you can do that as well. Just send one word to the phone number 587-800-4323. Again, the number is 587-800-4323. You just got to send me one word in a text message, and the word you need to send me is the word travel. If you send me that word, I'll be able to send you a notification on Monday morning. It'll be about 8 o'clock Calgary time, and I'll send you everything you need to know about what we're doing on Monday and how you can benefit from something very, very special, but also how you can make sure that others are benefiting from something special that we're doing. I'm excited to be able to send this to you, and I look forward to have you on board and celebrate my birthday with me. Thank you for being part of my community.
Stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.
Today I want to share actually one of my inconvenient fears as a frequent flyer, and it's turbulence. As you know, I'm a frequent flyer, but actually I do have a mild fear of turbulence. Fear of the unknown is the root of all emotional disturbance. This is too true when it comes to flying. Turbulence is the second biggest fear amongst travelers, because actually crashing is the number one fear. Now, flying smaller planes across the North Sea back in Europe helped me overcome most of my fear of turbulence, but some days I still get ultra nervous when that seatbelt sign comes on mid-flight. When on a recent flight to Las Vegas, they never even turned off that pesky seatbelt sign, I knew we were in for a ride. Even the cabin crew never left their seats on that flight. The good news was that the winds were so strong, we made it to Vegas about half an hour faster than usual. And on a 2-hour flight, that's a lot of time savings. The bad news, myself and many others with me were white-knuckling it the whole way. Now on arrival, I promised myself to learn more and share my findings with you. As with many fears, I think some research and understanding what actually happens and how planes are built to withstand many types of turbulence would help me deal with this better, so I can enjoy my onboard cup of coffee or a glass of wine just a little bit more. According to several aviation specialists, turbulence is completely normal. The most common form of turbulence is what's known as clear air turbulence, CAT. Now, CAT is more prevalent during winter months and, more recently, has increased due to climate change. Unfortunately, CAT is virtually impossible to detect using modern instruments and, therefore, virtually impossible to avoid. However, there is hope for all of you nervous travelers out there, and yes, myself included. If you go to my blog, you can actually read a story there about why I travel anyways despite the unpleasantries. If you type that into the search box, dealing with my fear of travel, you'll find the article and you'll find the story. But back to turbulence. As many pilots will attest, turbulence is simply wind going around the plane. Sometimes you can actually hear it when you take off your noise-canceling headphones for a moment. More scientifically, Turbulence is the movement of air around planes caused by wind, air pressure, nearby jet streams, and other atmospheric conditions. Long story short, it's just air. According to Barry Schiff, a pilot and aviation specialist, flying through turbulence is like navigating choppy water on a lake. In both cases, slowing down can reduce how intensely the choppiness affects the machine. In addition, according to Patrick Smith, another pilot and aviation expert, the best seats on a plane to mitigate the effects of turbulence is more or less in the center of the plane, right over the wing. Guess where I prefer to sit? The rear of the plane takes the brunt of the turbulence jolts. Now, the one thing that helped me overcome my fear of turbulence is actually to be as comfortable as I possibly can, and it was to travel more. By getting on board of airplanes more often, I got used to the motions and made myself as comfortable as possible while traveling. The principles I teach in my Travel Revolution Travel Hacking program are the cornerstone of this. If you'd like to learn more about that program, I invite you to have a look at travel-revolution.com. Again, that's travel-revolution.com. Now, the good news, your plane probably isn't going to crash. In the end, all aviation experts agree that the best way to mitigate the potential effects of turbulence is to remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Most, if not all, injuries due to turbulence were caused by people not sitting down with their seatbelt fastened. So next time, don't be that guy who gets up to go to the bathroom anyways. Travel safe, my friend.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community.